Welcome, and thank you for joining us for the NAHU Healthcare Happy Hour, the official podcast of the National Association of Health Underwriters. Before we begin, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify. The podcast is distributed on these platforms every Friday and is included in the NAHU's weekly member-exclusive health policy newsletter, The Washington Update, giving you a head start on your weekly healthcare happy hour. NAHU President Dane Reinhardt is looking for new and innovative ways to reach NAHU members like you. On this week's episode of the Healthcare Happy Hour, we are playing the inaugural episode of the President's Perspective podcast, where Dane and Membership Council Chair David C. Smith discuss why they're testing out this new medium, the goals of the new board, and how important it is for members' voices to be heard. The Healthcare Happy Hour Toast of the Week this week goes to new NAHU President Dane Reinhardt.
Cheers!
Enjoy!
Hey there, it's Dane Reinhardt, NAHU President, bringing you this month's President's Perspective, a conversation with current and future leaders of NAHU.
This is David Smith, Chair of the NAHU Membership Council and co-host for President's Perspective this year with your NAHU President, Dane Reinhardt.
So Dane, you've been president for a whole week now. What's your impression after the short period of time as the NAHU President?
Well, my beliefs have been validated that we have an incredibly strong board that's action-oriented, and we're in a time where taking action on change is something that's doable. We also have a really engaged membership that has a tenor of responsible feedback, and we're getting a lot of really good ideas coming out of convention from people that are thoughtful, whether they're first timers or people that have a lot of experience with convention. So a lot of the board's belief that this was a more democratic process in that we have more people on a record level able to attend and participate, and on the House of Delegates side, have more people able to participate in casting their vote, was something historical in and of itself and a really cool and something groundbreaking that I don't see us going away from. So a lot of positive momentum, and this first board meeting that we had right after the House of Delegates meeting, we accomplished quite a bit. We're restructuring some of the things we're doing on the membership council that'll be announced in a little bit, and the task force for diversity, equity, and inclusion has been approved for the board. And we have two folks co-chairing that, Wayne Guzman, and we also have June Taylor that are from California that are going to be assisting in co-chairing that task force. We've done some great things and have a lot of good ideas along the way. The nice thing about this is that we're not having the series of what feels like ongoing new campaigns each summer. We have Vision 2025, and there's so much collaboration and alignment among the executive team on the board. It's exciting, and it's energizing in a way that I haven't experienced in the many years I've participated on the board. So I'm excited.
So, I mean, one of the things I think is going to be important for this podcast, because obviously we're doing something a little different. We're not doing emails, which, you know, sometimes people read, sometimes people don't, but we're doing podcasts so you can really talk to the leadership within the association. One of the things I really like about you, and one of the things I really like about where we are as an association right now, is that we're so open to feedback and conversation. And so I like this because it's going to give you a chance to better talk to people, but also to hear back from them. What do you say to that?
I think it's true. And it also gives us another platform where people can receive information. Good, bad, or indifferent, I'm not a huge follower of the President's Perspective, while I will be authoring a number of them over the next 12 months. It's just a different way. I like podcasts. I like to listen to things. Pre-COVID, I was in my car a lot going between meetings. Most of my client work is in DC and I live in Baltimore. So on any given day, that can be anywhere from an hour to 2.5 hours one way. And I just like having the ability to listen to different mediums and perspectives. So I don't have one place where I get my information or one side of an issue that I try to listen to. I try to listen to multiple perspectives. And frankly, I like entertainment. You know, some of my favorite radio shows I listen to in a podcast format because I can get through it in an hour instead of the 3-hour commercial part of it. So I like it. And also, I think it does allow for a little bit more of my personality to come out. I've been accused over the years of being too serious, not smiling, and those kinds of things. So I think we'll have the ability to sort of see what I might be like when I'm more relaxed and not necessarily in front of the proverbial podium and microphone. So I envision this format being a little more playful and fun and having some others joining us along the way. Like you and I have talked about so many times, so much of what we get out of this outside of the obvious ledge side of it and some of the professional development is the friendship and the fun. And I would love for that to come through over the, you know, next 12 months of fun that we have doing what we do as members and people that are in leadership positions nationally in the organization.
To that end, today's podcast is brought to you by the David Wardo Comedy School, the exact place you go to learn how not to be funny. The little inside jokes, I think, are an important part of this as well, because I mean, you're right. Being friends and doing this is, I think, an important part of the investment we've all made in the association. I know you had your first board meeting. You mentioned the Diversity, Empowerment, and Inclusion Task Force. To me, I know I talked about, I'm going to talk for a second about membership council. One of the things I know we talked about in that board meeting that I think is really important for chapters to hear about is that we're really going to change how we do membership. And I think our ability to reach out and to do a better job of listening and finding ways to support is going to be about how we redesign it. How does that make you feel in terms of fitting within your hopes and dreams for NEHU this year?
This is the 9th year I've been on the board. And, you know, along the way you have thoughts and most of them are, I keep between my ears. It's just like, oh, what if we did this or what if we did that? And the timing of all this fits nicely with the thoughts I've had over the last years. And we're at a time now where the siloing that historically has been present inside of the NHU, among the things we do, whether it's awards, legislative, media relations, membership, there used to be a sense that I felt that it was territorial, like, well, Vanguard is doing this, and in doing so, might get credit for something that awards, for example, was attempting to do, or that membership was thinking about doing. There is a sense of collaboration now, and one of the things that we started doing just recently is inviting all the chairs to the table and having monthly calls of everybody that's in a chair leadership position to talk about things. So there's so much collaborative work going on, especially in light of the things like diversity, equity, and inclusion. There are lenses that we're going to be looking through. And in looking through the lens of diversity, equity, inclusion, and you apply it to, say, awards, it may have something that relates directly to membership that has something to do with Vanguard, that has something to do with LPRT, and they're not mutually exclusive. So it's important that there is an inherent collaboration in and amongst all the leadership chairs. So it's totally aligned with what not only I've hoped for, but where we've arrived suddenly and now intentionally continuing to stay.
So one of the audiences for this podcast is clearly people at the state and local level who sometimes feel removed from national leadership. How can we improve what we say, what we do, what we communicate so that people feel a part of it rather than just getting told what we're doing?
First and foremost, the least interesting person I get to see every day is the person who wakes up and brushes their teeth in the mirror. So I don't find myself incredibly fascinating. I would like the leadership to know that what you get from me is authenticity and transparency and a willingness to do better, because I don't have a monopoly on any of the ideas. And I surround myself with enough people, and I have so many friends just inside the NHU circle and many outside. People know I'm approachable and receptive to, you know, as I said in my remarks after House of Delegates, to remain teachable. So I would want people to know that, like, truly they have a voice in expressing their thoughts and that they will be heard by leadership. And in this case, me as the current president. And that doesn't mean that what they think is going to happen, but it means that their voice can be heard. I would also want people to know, I've heard this many times in the chapter leadership meetings at CapCon, the whole idea that the next future president of NHU might be sitting in the room, and there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, you know, I didn't wake up wanting to be the NHU president ever. I feel like I'm in the right place at the right time right now, more than I've ever felt in my life and everything I'm doing. I'm very excited to be serving the membership in the capacity I'm in right now, but I definitely feel like I'm serving members and outside possible members and really the stakeholders of NHU, which are broader than just the people that pay us dues, because we have a lot of people that could be consumers of NHU that we need to reach out to and touch. So I would want this podcast to be a way that people could get to know us and feel comfortable in reaching out to us, and also knowing that what we're doing here, there are not many original ideas coming from me, but there's a lot of borrowed ideas that I make uniquely mine. And I think NHU is doing the similar. A lot of the great ideas, i.e. this task force on diversity, equity, inclusion, were started somewhere else inside NHU. And so one of the things I mentioned in my speech in Albuquerque was having some sort of vault where we could take the best ideas, best practices of state and locals and use them, because sometimes we're inventing something that's already been invented around the country. So to the extent that we can be sharing ideas, collaborating and using the best of the best to do that, I think I know that I do that with other members around the country. I have a lot of friends that are brokers like myself, and I will learn of something they're doing and ask for an hour of their time offline and, hey, how are you doing that? How is your reference-based pricing client set up? And what are you doing that? Who's your third-party administrator? How did you configure it? You know, whatever it is about that, or tell me more about your diversity, equity, inclusion training you're doing with clients, those kinds of things. So I would want there to be a collaborative sharing among the state and locals, and this being a forum for people to understand that there's a place to get it and there's a transparent place to understand where to find it.
One of the things I admire about you and about Pat and the people who are following you is you're all very open-eared. You're willing to listen and also willing to give people a real forum to put ideas out there. If people want to reach out to you, what would you suggest they do?
Well, I'm not a real big fan of email because I get so much of it, like we all do. I like the immediacy of getting messages or texts. I would ask people to send me a message on my mobile phone, and that number is 410-746-5281. Not sure how many people will be listening to this podcast and how many might reply. I do generally respond to messages fairly quickly. In the event that I don't, then that means there's actually more people listening to this than I ever anticipated. It might take me a few minutes to get back to you, but I'll be much more prompt to get back to somebody and respond through that than I would through an email.
And I'd encourage people, when they send you a text, to go ahead and put their name and what chapter they're from, so that you don't just think it's some spammy kind of text. That way you kind of have an advance notice about who it is, because I think that also helps you.
Absolutely. And I just had a similar situation going on in the media world with somebody just asking, like, how come we're doing certain things through Instagram with different handles? I mean, there's some, you know, some inconsistency. I never thought about it. So it's something that I'm bringing right away immediately to the media team, communications team, to be talking about that. That's a world that I don't speak as proficiently as some of our other members. And I understood enough what that member was talking about to know that, darn right, we need to be doing this better and differently and more effectively. And, you know, I plan to bring that to the attention right away so that we can be doing it. It's things like that that are just so helpful. And our members have such great ideas. And I don't want people feeling like, I was thinking that, or why don't we do that? And they didn't say anything, because if you think it's a good idea, I want to know about it. Trust me.
I will say the great thing about leadership is the opportunity to hear from people. It's always interesting. People are like, what? I never thought that you'd want to hear that idea. They tell it to you like, oh, where the hell have you been for 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
So as a wrap up, what's one thing you want them to take away from this as a chapter leader, as somebody who's aspiring to leadership within the association? What's one thing you want them to take away from today?
Well, as you know, I've broadened my practice of yoga over the last year and just finished my 200-hour yoga teacher training, something I've found to be very important in my life and in sort of my daily thought process and my daily gratitudes and things like that. It's funny, as we just celebrate the 4th of July, many of us around the world hear the word guru often. And within the yoga tradition, the Sanskrit roots of that, there's two words, the word gu and ru, and together they mean the remover of darkness. We're in a really strange time right now, and we've been living in somewhat of a world that could use more transparency inside of our NHU world. There's a place where we could be collaborating more, we could be sharing more ideas, we could be more transparent from the board level down to membership and set the vision more clearly so that members have an idea. Most importantly, I'd like to see us broaden our tent and remove any sort of veil of darkness, so to speak, metaphorically, that would allow for more people to join us. And I've gotten messages from folks since we've announced the task force saying that there's a lot of people that want to be part of this, and that they're finding younger people in their 20s that are excited about where we're headed with this, and they want to be involved, not just with the association, but they want to be involved with the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Task Force and where we're going with it. So I'm thankful for all that, and certainly grateful and looking forward to expanding upon it over the next 11 and a half months.
Sounds awesome. Congrats. You're doing a great job. I know that as a member, as a friend, I'm really thankful you're where you are, and I think that's going to be a great thing for our association and for our members. The role that you play in leadership is all about doing a great job for everybody else as part of the team. So you do a great job with that. Thank you.
Excited to be in the role I'm in right now. Thanks, guys.